Good evening, everyone. Charlotte here from Enriching Environments for this Tuesday evening. And as a couple of you are coming in, good evening, welcome everyone who's coming in. Hello, hello. This evening for Top Tip Tuesday Masterclass, we are going to be talking about our embodied parenting journey. This course, this program, six month program that we will be beginning together from February the 20th. This 6 month program is a deep dive into parenting, into educating, into honoring ourselves as our child's first teacher and honoring the wisdom we have already within us, holding that sacred as our child's first teacher. And embodied parenting is all about understanding ourselves more so we can understand our child more, and understanding our child more so we can understand ourselves more. So this beautiful spiral that goes deeper and deeper and deeper as we move through these different layers, go deeper, deeper into the layers of understanding of ourselves and understanding of our child. And so let me run through the 6 month program. Hi everyone who's joining the 6 month program month by month. So as I said, this is a 6 month program. So this is an emotional investment. It's a spiritual investment. It's a financial investment. This is designed, this program, for us to change the way we see ourselves, to change the way we see our children, to really go deep into the work we're already doing probably as parents. And this course came about, it's something that I wanted to do, this program, a long program like this, really combining my foundation of Montessori as an educator, the work I've done on myself, the work in therapy I've done on myself, somatic healing, embodiment courses and workshops that I've done. I wanted to bring all of this together and from that create a really in-depth program, an in-depth journey that we would travel together as a group, that would take us from finding who we are and where we've come from, and then honoring every part of ourselves and every part of ourselves as our child's first teacher. So in this 6 month program, we are going to be having a live, a 2 hour live workshop every single month, and that will take place on the evening of the new moon, so evening Dubai time of the new moon every single month. And on my website, you'll see on all the details of the embodied parenting program, you can find that just from my homepage. Go to enrichingenvironments.com and just click on embodied parenting program. It's along the main menu there on the top, and scroll down at the bottom of the page, you can see where the dates are for all of the new moons throughout the 6 month journey, and that will be at 8:30 in the evening at Dubai time on all of those dates. It's a 2 hour workshop with myself and the others in the group who are joining. That will be recorded, that workshop, and then will be sent to everyone a couple of days after the workshop takes place. So if you can't make it live, you'll still be able to watch the recording. So that's the live piece. And what the reason we're using the new moon to have this workshop is, with every new moon we have this opportunity to set new intentions. It's a new cycle of the moon, it's a fresh start. And so in each month, as we start on the new moon, we'll be covering a different topic, we'll be going deeper on a different topic every single month. So hence we're gonna use the power of the new moon. We're gonna be setting intentions, we're gonna be doing maybe dance together, meditation, breathing techniques, an embodiment technique that we're going to be doing each month. We'll be learning a new one together. And what the beauty of this is will be is that this is an embodiment practice that you'll be able to take into everyday life even when you're with your children. As I say on the description on my website, these are not embodiment practices that you need to do when you're on your own in a yoga studio in the perfect scenario. On the contrary, these are embodiment practices that you will be able to do when you're with your children, even better when you are with your children, because they are going to see you embodying these practices and actually showing how you release these strong emotions that you have, how you move through strong emotions. So the embodiment practices that we're going to be looking at every single month are going to be so key to our development on and our growth on this path. So let's talk through, and do stop me if you have any questions as you go through. Let's talk through the program month by month. The program, as I say, is 6 months long, starting on February the 20th, and it has three distinct phases. And each phase, there are 2 months, and we focus on a different area. And what we focus on in the first phase is honoring and releasing. So month one is we're asking ourselves the question, where have we come from and where are we going? So honoring the gifts given to us by our lineage. Hi, Jenny, nice to see you. Hi, David. So we're going to do intention setting for our journey and clearing space for the new to arrive, and honoring our lineage. For example, one of the things we're going to be doing when we first start in our first session, we will be introducing ourselves on our first Zoom call that we have together as a group, and we're going to be introducing ourselves through the matriarchal line. So we're going to say daughter of whoever, granddaughter of whoever, great-granddaughter of whoever, mother of, sister of, aunt of, all of those things. So we're introducing ourselves. If there's men in the program, they'll be introducing themselves on the paternal line, and women will be introducing themselves on the maternal line. So we are really honoring, knowing who we, where we're coming from, knowing that we come. If this is true, what is said often in circles, that we come with seven generations. We're here to heal seven generations behind us and seven generations in front. So when part of our work as parents and educators is to honor what we have come with, we are not parenting in this microcosm, that we are the first generation on this earth, the first generation parenting. We come with the legacy of our parents, how they parented us, how our grandparents parented them. I heard somebody say, I think it was Jean-Marie Pinel on one of my podcasts, say that we usually do a watered down version of our parents parenting of us. So we come with legacy, this array of skills that we have learned through unconsciously through our childhood and through how we were parented, that we may or may not want to pass on to our children. So the first stage is to honor that, honor where we've come from, honor the land in which we're residing. Maybe we are living on land which is not, we are not the original keepers of that land. Maybe we are, hi Sarah, maybe we are living where we were born, where we grew up, and maybe we're overseas. So we'll explore all of that and honor where we are. We'll clear space. We'll do some energy clearing and honoring for example, if we live in an apartment building, we're going to give thanks to the people who built that apartment for us, the people who built the community that we live in. All of those, we're really going to be bringing a lot of reverence into that first session that we have together, this ceremony and this ritual, so that we are setting our intention for the pathway that we want to tread for ourselves, for our children, and for everyone else in the group, because we'll be holding space for each other in this group. I want to let you know that throughout the length of the program, throughout the journey, we're going to have a dedicated Facebook group, and we're going to encourage weekly sharing. So whatever's come up for you for the work that we've done through the embodiment practices, through the journaling, whatever's come up with you with your child, wherever your child is, how you are meeting them, where they are at that time. So we're going to be having that in the Facebook group. So there's going to be personalized guidance from me, tailored guidance from me, and there's going to be this beautiful support network of all the other parents who are in the program as well. So month one is our lineage, and that's part of phase one, which is honoring and releasing. Journey two, which is March, that is then we dive into the gifts of Hi, Salma. That's when we dive into the gifts of embodied parenting. And our first gift is embodied parenting, is honoring the essence of who we are and honoring the essence of who our children are. So again, we'll open the ceremony, open the workshop, the two-hour workshop in March, coinciding with a new moon, with a ceremony, with intention setting. Every month we'll have journal prompts. I'll jump into the Facebook group and do a little video to give you invitations into either journaling or embodiment practice or reflections. So as we go, things are really, really going to unfold. Things are really going to, as we go through this spiral, things are going to come up for you naturally as we travel on this journey together. And what's really exciting is that everything that comes up, so for example, in Journey 2, we're going to be talking about honoring our essence and honoring our child's essence. We're going to talk about that on the spiritual level, as I say, talking about essence, but we're going to be bringing that back also to what that means in terms of the child development and Montessori philosophy. So what does that mean in real terms, in day-to-day life? What does it mean to honor our child's essence, for example? What did Dr. Montessori say about that? How would we approach that in a Montessori way? How would we honor the essence of our child in our day-to-day life, physically, emotionally, physically, you know, in the environment, emotionally, in the way that we support them, and spiritually? How would we do that in those three ways? And that's the same thread, the golden thread that we find in all of these gifts of embodied parenting as we travel through the 6 months. Everything we'll look at, from the physical things we can do, the spiritual and the emotional. And that's how we're going to be able to entwine the spirituality and the neuroscience and Montessori and child development all together. So that was phase one. That's two, each phase has 2 months. So honoring and releasing is journey one and journey two for February and March. Then we move to phase two, which is connection and responsiveness. So the next month will be April, and journey three in April is connection as our foundation. So we are going to be looking at attachment needs. What are our attachment needs in each stage of development, as children and as adults? What does our attachment style as a child and our children mean when we become an adult? And what does that mean about the way that we then parent according to our attachment style? Of course, the way that we attach to our primary caregivers has an impact on our attachment for the rest of our life. And that's not to say that with healing work, we can overcome a lot of attachment wounds, and I know that myself, as that's been the journey I've traveled over the past 4 or 5 years. Really what we're going to be looking at is how these attachments that are so important, how we can fulfill our children's attachment needs to the best of our ability, and how connection in different ways, and not just giving physical love and hugs, but through humor and playfulness and joy and fun and laughter. All of those things are such a huge part of connection that we can miss if we're trying to do the serious business of parenting. We can miss the connective piece that comes really, really easy with really, really easily with humor and fun and playfulness. So also in journey three in April, with connection as our foundation, we're going to be looking at our connection to ourselves. How connected are we with our own bodies? Simple things like when we're thirsty, when we're hungry, can we identify those basic needs within our body? Are we able to stop eating when we're no longer full, but there's still food on our plate? And that really plays into you know, Montessori, for example, guiding children in knowing how they feel, what work they'd like to do in the classroom, following their interests. All of that is keeping us really deeply connected to ourselves. And it's really interesting that if we were to read a book by Steve Bidoff called Raising Boys or Raising Girls, he talks about this, particularly how boys after the age of 6 can sort of lose their connection with themselves. There's different hormones, hi Sophia, different hormones come in, and we're going to be looking at that, and how can we stay more connected with ourselves? How can we support our child in staying connected with themselves even when they come out of the first 6 years of life? Of course, children are extremely affectionate and need lots of physical touch, but how, and they are truly embodied, you know, a two-year-old who's hungry, you can see from their whole body that they are hungry. When something is joyful for them or something is not joyful for them, it's this whole their emotional expression is through their whole body. They're not disconnected from how they're feeling. They express themselves just like that. And so what can we do as parents to connect, just to ensure that children are deeply connected to themselves even as they grow old, and even as their connection needs and their attachment needs adapt and change? And we'll talk about that. How can we stay connected to them? And the big question is how connected we are to ourselves. How in touch with ourselves are we, more than anything else? So that's journey three in April. Journey four, and as a reminder for everyone who keeps popping in, hello, we are going to be doing a live two-hour workshop on the new moon of every single month. That's going to be 8:30 Dubai time, but it will be recorded. So if someone comes in late or you can't make it or your baby is poorly on that night, don't worry, there's going to be a recording. There's also self-paced resources every month as well. There's the Facebook group where we will do weekly sharing, and there's going to be tailored guidance on there. There's going to be journal prompts. There's going to be a pre-recorded workshop which links in with the topic of the month and the meditation that we use at the beginning of every two-hour session. That's going to be sent to you for you to download onto your phone, so that you'll have that at your finger. They're short meditations between 8 and 10 minutes that I've written myself, and they're connected with the elements of the earth. But you'll have a copy of that as well that you can use whenever you'd like to. Hello, everyone who's joining. So journey four in May, this is going to be all about emotional expression. And the reason that journey three and four are together, it's all about connection and responsiveness. This phase, this 2 month phase of journey three and four, is connection and responsiveness. So journey four in May is about emotional expression, and this ties in so beautifully to our connection and their attachment needs with our child in journey three. So the fullness of our emotional expression, how comfortable are we with expressing ourselves in fullness? And this links back to the previous month, because in the previous month we're going to be looking at our connection with ourselves. Are we deeply connected with ourselves? Do we know what we're really feeling inside, or are we hiding for some reason? And this plays into the fullness of our child's emotional expression. If we are really comfortable with our emotional expression, are we comfortable with our child's? If we're not comfortable with our child's emotional expression, is that because we're not comfortable with our own? Can we really express ourselves in fullness? So these obviously are big topics that we're going to be diving into really, really deeply. And again, linking this in with child development, so dysregulation and co-regulation. How can we support our child with their healthy emotional expression? What do we do when our child is really, really dysregulated or overstimulated, whatever it might be? How do we help them to discharge that energy so they can come back to their true essence? And this circles back to journey two, honoring our child's true essence. We trust the innate goodness in our child, and we trust the innate goodness in ourselves. So how can we support our child that their emotional expression is healthy? That's all we really want. They can feel however they want to feel, but the way that they express it, is that in a healthy way? My daughter in her Montessori elementary, they've been talking about having a healthy argument or an unhealthy argument. And the way that she explains it to me, that the way her guide has explained it to her, is just mind-blowing, that an eight-year-old has this understanding of a healthy and an unhealthy argument. So a healthy emotion expression and an unhealthy emotion expression. So that's something we're going to be diving deep into in journey four. And we're also in journey four, we're going to be looking at triggers, of course, and looking at our triggers with a lot of love and compassion, and how we can find safety and space and expansion within ourselves when those triggers come and they They can come out of the blue, and they can surprise us with our intensity, and then we can be taken to a place where we don't know who we are as a parent, and that can be a really destabilizing place for us to be in. So how can we work when that happens? And so phase three of our journey together is presence and power, and the two journeys within phase three. Journey five is our presence as our greatest gift to our child, and journey six, which will be in July, is recognizing the divinity within each of us. So presence and power for phase three. This is where we are really going deeper and expanding and finding lots and lots of spaciousness within ourselves on this program. We've seen where we've come from. We've honored our child's essence and our essence. We've looked at attachment needs and connection, and we've looked at our emotional expression and our responsiveness to our child's emotional expression and responsiveness to their attachment. So now in phase three, we're going to go really, really deep, because we're going to be looking at our power and our presence and the power that we have, and the power our children have. And anyone who's been in a home with a 2-year-old, a 4-year-old, a 6-year-old, an 8-year-old, any child will know that the power that a child has, that a child a power a child brings forth when they want something, when they're thwarted, is really, really something to behold. So we're going to look at our own power. How do we feel about our own power? And when our child shows their power, what is that like for us? And how can we bring more of our true self to the surface, so our power really can rise? And that really means when we're with our children is being absolutely present with them. If we can be in that present moment with them, that is where the power is with our child. And that's so powerful for a child to experience an adult who is absolutely present with them. We're not looking at our phone, which is almost impossible to do in today's world. I appreciate that. We're not looking at our phone. We're not distracted in any way. We are absolutely present for them in those moments that we are interacting with them or reading with them. They can feel that energy of our presence, that we are focused on them in that moment. And if you have two working parents, or you're a single parent, that absolute focused presence where they are the only thing in your world that you're focusing on, that might only be for half an hour a day. That might be all that's possible for you. But it is really the quality of our presence with our children that's more powerful than the quantity, because we all have super busy lives. We're all working long hours, and it's not practical to be absolutely present all of the time for our children. But when we do set our intention to be present, what does that look like? And we can feel the power that comes through in our connection, increased connection and increased closeness, and that power that comes from our child when they feel completely seen and heard and validated by us, even, as I say, if that's just half an hour a day. Being present with our child can be really challenging sometimes, and that, of course, is it's really hard sometimes to be present with ourselves. So how often are we berating ourselves at things that we haven't done, thinking about other things, being distracted by other stresses? So it really is about being present with ourselves, being loving and self-compassionate. When we are trying to be present with ourselves, can we sit with ourselves and clear our minds and hold space for ourselves? Because that's going to make it a lot easier for us to do that with our child with no agenda. Just be with ourselves with no agenda. Be with our child with no agenda. And that's what we're going to be looking at. And very much it is, and in the description, as you'll find on my website, with for presence and power, it's really focusing on being a human being and not a human doing. We are, I think it was Pema Chodron who said that we should be called a human doing, not a human being, because it is very, very hard for us, isn't it, to just sit in those moments of stillness and just be in whatever it is that we're doing, we're really, really easily distracted. And of course, the modern world makes it so much harder to be focused on one thing at once. So that's what we're going to look at, our presence and our power. Our most powerful gift with our children is our presence with them, however long or short that period of presence can be. And so to finish our journey, our 6 month journey in July, the second part of phase three is recognizing the divinity within all of us. So that really means holding ourselves sacred as our child's first teacher. That means honoring our connection with nature and our needs around that. That means seeing the innate goodness in our child, which means we need to see the innate goodness within ourselves. Recognizing the divinity within our child and within ourselves, and knowing above everything else that we have wisdom. We are our child's first teacher, and we need to hold that sacred. Whether we are an educator and we are with other children, but our child, we will always be their first teacher. They learn about everything about life and themselves and the way the world works through us. Through our eyes. So can we recognize that divinity that we have within us and know that our child will automatically look for us, because that's what love and bonding and attachment does. They look to us they look to us to guide them. And when we want to really do that in a really, really effective way, in a way that really guides our child into their power, this idea of power again, then we must honor and recognize the divinity within us. It's really easy to, I love to give this example, that when our newborn is first born and we first bring them home, and as their eyesight is limited in the first month, six weeks of life, when they look around, they have this sort of otherworldly look about them. You can really see that they've come from source or from God or whatever feels right for you. We can really, really see and feel that. And journey six, this final journey that we'll take together, is really about that, remembering in those moments when parenting is hard, parenting is the toughest job with no training that we'll ever do. But can we recognize the divinity? Can we recall that tiny newborn? You saw how close to source she still was. Dr. Montessori says, children should be given the greatest respect, for they are at the edge of creation. And that really still sticks with me today. And it's so, so true. And the more I spend time and work with young children, and I see my own children grow, it's so, so true. If we can hold that image of them as close to source, and that divinity that we saw in them in the early days and weeks, then that's gonna help bring us back again to the divinity within us, and honoring ourselves and honoring our wisdom and our intuition. And all of these things often we've stuffed down, and there's so much intensity from the world around us and what we should or shouldn't be doing. But really, the whole of this program, this is what we are bringing everything back to in this program, is honoring ourselves and our intuition, and knowing that we do have wisdom and we do have intuition, and more than anything, we can trust ourselves. We do have all the wisdom we need inside of ourselves. And yes, the last final part of journey six is recognizing the divinity within each of us, is honoring our connection with nature. And nature revives us and nourishes us like nothing else. Daily contact with nature has to be part of our normal life, and as wild a space as is possible, depending on where you live. If you live in a city, it's going to be trickier than in other spaces. But seeking out nature and cultivating a connection with nature is one of our priorities for ourselves and for our children. Again, this idea that Montessori had of cosmic education. So if children learn from a really, really young age about all of the cosmos and all of the planet, then naturally, over time, they learn how to look after it, and they want to look after it. And this cultivates this sense of capable, compassionate contributors in our world. So that is the program for you all. If anyone has any questions now, do fire away. All of the details you can see if you go to my link in bio. There's my link tree. You can click on there. You can go to my website, which is enrichingenvironments.com, and click on Embodied Parenting Program. As I said, every month in the program, by the full moon, the evening of the full moon here in Dubai, we will be having a 2-hour live workshop with myself and the other members, the other students in our group, to go through the topic, to set intention, to be together in ceremony. It's really, really powerful when a group of people can come together and set intention together, to sit together in ceremony, and to raise the vibrational frequency to whatever intention we're working towards that month. So we'll be doing that every month. In addition to that, you have pre-recorded resources. You'll have the meditation. There's the Facebook group with a video sharing and tailored guidance, and you'll have journal prompts to invite reflection as we go through. Every month we will have there'll be the physical, emotional and spiritual. So the physical, practical things in terms of child development and Montessori that we are able to put into practice when we're with our child or with children. We're going to have the emotional side, and we're going to have the spiritual side, the embodiment practices. So it's all going to be, every single month is going to be, the whole thing is a journey. Then the journey is in three phases, and then with each phase there's two journeys, so month by month, and at each month we're going to be bringing up new intentions and forging new pathways for ourselves and for our children. So I would love for you to join me. There's a pay in full option for the program for the full 6 months, and there's a pay monthly option as well. All of the details are on my link tree on my website. And if you have any questions, as always, do not hesitate to just send me a DM or an email or a WhatsApp or however it is that you usually get in touch. Thank you so much for joining me. I look forward to seeing lots and lots of you on the Embodied Parenting Program. And until next week, I'll see you soon. Take care.